I would like to, I'm happy to introduce now the recipient of the travel grant from last year, Giorgio Piazza, who's a PhD student in the Infant Language and Cognition Group in BCBL, the Basque Center on Cognition, Brain and Language. So Giorgio, he was awarded the project, the travel grant last year with a project titled, Does Non-Native Direct Speech Enhance Non-Native Listeners' Cortical Tracking? So Giorgio will be not talking just about that. Giorgio will be talking about his PhD project and also a little bit about what he did here. One cool thing that he did was to complement the scholarship that he won through the workshop with some other funding. And so he managed to spend 3 full months in Dublin. And so he managed to collect data and also to, you know, he's close to publication with that. And so that's the kind of idea that that we like to promote. But even if you wanted to come for a week, that's still okay. Giorgio, are you online? Is Giorgio online?
Okay, yeah, I'm here. I couldn't unmute myself. Yes, sorry.
That's fine. Welcome to the workshop again, Giorgio. And
thank you.
Yeah, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Okay, I think, yeah, I'm trying to share the screen. Okay, try now. Right, here we are. All right. So, well, thank you, first of all, Giovanni, and everybody from being here. I guess you can hear me well. If not, please let me know now. So yeah, I'm going to talk about, well, mostly actually the project that I carry out during my research day at Giovanni's lab. The title I gave is slightly different, non-native direct speech supports L2 learners cortical tracking speech, but it's basically the same thing. So it's also part of the bigger project of my PhD dissertation. It's all about non-native direct speech, which is a speech register. And sorry, let's see. Okay, now it works. It also has other names, for instance, foreign direct speech. Usually, non-native direct speech is the preferred name because it's more neutral term. But for this presentation, I'm going to use the acronym of from the old name, let's say, so FDS, just because it's easier, because it will be compared to native direct speech, which is, well, the acronym is NDS, of course. So just to make clear, it's not foreigner accented speech, would be the guy here on the right speaking in English, for instance. It's about the way native speakers, like the English girl on the left, but it could be any language, of course. That's the way how she speaks, she addresses an L2er, so someone's learning English, in that case, a second language. FDS, as compared to native direct speech, it increases speech clarity. And this is reflected in some acoustic features. For instance, low speech rate. So for instance, there will be a low number of syllables per minute or words per minute. And also an expanding vocalic space is known as vowel hyperarticulation. Just to give you like a graphical representation, it's not fundamental to understand this presentation, but this is how we calculate vowel articulation. It'll be taking the first 2 formants of the vowel production and plot them on a Cartesian plane. And then we calculate the area of the triangle. So the red triangle represents how the girl on the left will address the guy on the right. So hyperarticulating vowels, so producing the vowels far away from each other. And the blue triangle will represent the way the vowels of native direct speech, so how you speak to another native listener. This is interpreted as being promoter of language learning and also processing because it supports detection of vocalic functions because they're easier to detect, so they're not so overlapping. Apart from that, apart from assumptions, we also found in our latest study that's now under review that L2 learners, when they're exposed to FDS, they actually learn better and faster L2 novel words as compared to participants who were exposed to NDS only. So it seems to be a tool for teaching a second language, but we use single word presentation, a short presentation, short sentences, sorry. So it is still unclear whether FDS promotes also perception of continuous speech. It would be like more naturalistic environment. And also, behavioral studies, or mostly most studies on FDS are behavioral, that do not allow us to investigate the process of L2 processing while it is still going on, but when it's already completed. And of course, you know that EEG allows that. And so anyway, so far there's just a single study on foreign directed speech with EEG. It was a single presentation, single word presentation. There's nothing on continuous speech and ecological value stimuli. And so one way, of course, to investigate whether FDS supports L2 processing is by using EEG and measuring cortical tracking of continuous speech. Well, there's no need to say this, but we'll say anyway. So cortical tracking is a synchronization of cortical oscillatory activity to fluctuation of exogenous stimuli. Of course, I read it. And of course, one feature you can study is speech handler, like the most typical feature. So there's also some valid evidence showing that cortical tracking of speech, especially in low frequency bands, usually delta theta more or less, is a marker of underlying process. And there's also some evidence showing that it's fundamental for adult speech processing. In some cases, cortical tracking has been linked to speech clarity, intelligibility, and so on and so forth. And also, it has been studied in infant language development, so in relation to infant-directed speech. There is another speech register, in this case, directed to infants, which shares a lot of features with foreign-directed speech. So it is possible to explore, to investigate cortical tracking using temporal response function. Of course, you're here because you know what it is. But it's a regularized linear regression that maps it to the continuous stimulus to the neural response. And I think Giovanni is familiar with this figure here. You know that. And then it's possible to, using the TRF, to predict EEG response and correlate it to actual EEG activity. So this is a one possible outcome, one possible dependent variable that I'm using in this presentation. Okay. Another interesting feature of TRF that's possible to investigate various sets of features, not just like a speech handle, for instance, as other features that are non-acoustic too as well. For instance, like semantic surprise, say. Of course, you already know what direction I'm going. So we aim to measure cortical tracking in foreign directed speech and NDS, so native directed speech. But in the literature, it has been shown that cortical tracking is also affected by speech rate. And so for this reason, we had the third condition that we call slow NDS, which had the same features of NDS. So actually, we use NDS, and then we slow it down to measure the speech rate of FDS, and we did it by means of, there's the next slide. Dynamic time warping, sorry. So slow NDS doesn't have any feature that is supposed, that is expected to support L2 learners' perception. And also, well, it has never been addressed, the impact of FDS on cortical tracking of second language speech. And of course, it's important to shed light on this point because it will tell us more about how a second language is processed, also acquired. Because of the features of foreign directed speech that I told you about before, they are adapted to the L2 learner. FDS is assumed to promote, as I said, L2 processing, but not NDS. And this should be reflected on more efficient cortical tracking of FDS than NDS. And this should be true just for L2 learners, of course. So in the study, the present study, we aim to answer the question here. So the first question, does FDS promote L2 learners' cortical tracking speech? And if you have time, I'll just give you a hint about the next analysis we're running to answer the second question. So we ran two experiments. So data were collected in two different experiments. Why two experiments? Because we were two different labs, one in Spain and one in Ireland, and also with two different systems. One is by a seminar, one is brain vision. So in the first experiment, we collected data from 25 L2 learners of English, whose one L1 is Spanish. And then the experiment two, so far 18 native English listeners. We are still in the process of collecting data. And all the participants listened to continuous speech in the form of storytelling in the three conditions. And each story was about 50 minutes each. And well, the stories were recorded with a British English accent, just to make it easier for English for Spanish participants. So while we're listening to the stories, of course, we record their participants' EG activity, and we also ask them to answer some questions about the content of the story. And in total, with the after each break, they answer 5 questions for about 25 questions per story. And also, we ran a 4 RTF model, filtered low frequency bands, 1 to 8 Hz, and with the features of speech envelope so far. Here we are the results. For the comprehension results, for the comprehension score, as expected, we found main effect speech register, and participants respond with higher accuracy to the stories when the story was pronounced and foreign directed speech as compared to the other 2 conditions. Here, highlighted in bold, the main comparison of interest, which is foreign directed speech versus NDS, native directed speech. And this is in line with what we were expecting. And so they seem to be more accurate, so to understand better, say, the stories in FDS. Of course, we know there are other funds, so we cannot conclude much, so because there's attention, engagement, but this is still the first results interesting. So for this reason, we also had more, of course, objective measurement. We use prediction correlations of the model, the 4TRF model. And we found that participants showed higher prediction correlation when they listened to stories in foreign directed speech as compared to native directed speech, as compared to slow NDS. And again, here the interesting comparison between FDS and NDS. So it seems that they were encoding better speech envelope where they were listening to FDS. Okay, so then the results of the English listener group. And as expected, we didn't find any difference across the 3 conditions for the comprehension score because they are native, so they don't need any acoustic feature to help them understand and process the stories. I would like also to stress out that there's no ceiling effect. We made sure that they didn't got all the same wrong answers, so some variability, which is important as well. And for the prediction correlations, we had something that was kind of unexpected, because we got a higher prediction correlation NDS as compared to FDS and slow NDS. So we're expecting that because of the slow speech rate or because of the acoustic feature, somehow we would observe higher prediction correlations in FDS and slow NDS. But instead, it seems that it's more important the fact that NDS was suited, so it was like meant to address native listeners, as it was the same for FDS. So just to then, now I will just sum up all the results so it'll be a bit clearer. So we asked ourselves whether FDS supports processing of continuous speech, especially for L2 learners. We found that it was the case, at least for the behavioral results, with the limitation I said before. And we found the same, congruent, consistent results for the TRF. In fact, we found that Spanish listener had higher prediction correlation in FDS, whereas English listener had higher prediction correlation in NDS. So it seems to be the case that it's not just FDS having some sort of some special acoustic features that make the make speech to be encoded better. It's the fact that there are the intended addresses of those speech registers, and also. It seems to suggest the results seem to suggest that this is not an effect of speech rate, because why we find the same effect in both groups. So a slow speech rate would drive the effect, and this was not the case. And also we would find the same effect for slow NDS, since it was as low as FDS. And one might ask whether slow NDS was like weird or unnatural. We don't think so, also because we would expect then an effect here. So we didn't find any difference between FDS and slow NDS in the English listener group. So probably it was just a matter of fact that they are not exposed, both groups, both experiments, the participants are not usually exposed to slow NDS because they are either exposed to FDS if they are non-native, and to NDS if they are usually interacting with other native speakers. So these are the results for the presentation today, and just a quick hint on the ongoing analysis. So we are trying to answer the question more than about comprehension would be how FTS supports L2 learners' semantic encoding, let's say. And so you use GPT-2 to extract semantic surprise values. And of course, we align them to the onset of the words. And so we're using, again, TRF model, so for a model to predict a response. But so I have no time to show results here, but I have some time for some questions if you have any. Thank you very much. Hope it wasn't too fast.
Great talk, Giorgio. Again, feel free to raise your hand. We'll unmute you or allow you to unmute if you have a question, or you can put a question in the chat if you have one for Giorgio. I did have a question. Actually, Ed has a question. This would probably be way better than mine.
Hi, Giorgio. Thanks for the nice talk.
Thank you.
Hope you can hear me okay. I'm in a different room now. I just had a quick question about how these results might fit with... I know Giovanni has published a paper before looking at using a lot of these EEG measures to determine someone's abilities in English, for example, as they go from a novice to an expert or a native speaker. Is there a relationship there with what you're finding in terms of this foreign? I know it's a different question, but I'm just wondering if there's still a...
Yeah, I mean, we are thinking about using the coding again to decode the comprehension score they got. So in that case, I think it would be something more similar than from here. Yeah, so I think you're referring to the Giovanni's paper 2021 to speakers. In that case, of course, there's no variation between speech registers. So it's just English as it is. And most probably, I think they use like native direct speech because like stories. So there's a lot in common, of course. And by that case, it would be, well, we didn't have any variability between, we had some variability, but not that much between for the Spanish listener group. So they are all mid-low proficient in English. But I guess, I would expect to find similar results at least. But it would be interesting to see the coding if we find something different for like NDS and FDS in that case. So it's something that I will work on in the next future. Thank you.
Any other questions?
There is a raised hand, Aaron.
Oh, accidentally muted you, Marley. So you can unmute again.
Yes, I'm muted now, I guess. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks for the talk. It was a really cool project. Maybe thanks. I missed it, but how is the acoustics of the speakers? Are they those two? Are they from the same speaker? Or not?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't say it just for my time mostly. But yeah, it was the same speaker that recorded the same story twice. So the same British English speaker, female. And then we transformed from NDS, we transformed into slow NDS. But yeah, the comparison between FDS and NDS anyway is the same speaker, yes.
Okay, cool, thanks.
Okay, so if there's no other questions, we'll leave it at there. Thanks again, Giorgio. It's a great job. You did a lot of work in a short amount of time. Actually, not quite so short, but you did a good job in your project. So thanks for setting
Thank
a
you.
Good example for whatever follows next year. So we'll end it there for this session.